Y100, it is Hannah. We have another songwriter for our Sounds of Nashville event on the line, Tim Nichols. Tim, Friday night is the night. We're so excited to see you.
I know. We can't wait. We're looking forward to it.
It's going to be a great night. Have you ever been to Green Bay at all?
You know, I have. I have a couple of times over the years. And the last time I was there, it's been several years ago now, but I went to a Packers game. It was like a night, I think it was maybe a Sunday night game.
Ooh, was it freezing
cold?
It was
a Sunday night game. It was pretty chilly. But we were lucky we were up in a suite, so it was all good.
Well, you didn't get the full Lambeau experience until you're like actually sitting on the bleachers and your beer is freezing over because it's negative 20. That's like the true Lambeau Field experience.
100%, exactly. I thought that would be fun too.
Well, hopefully, fingers crossed, we are going to have a beautiful summer night for this upcoming Friday night for our Sounds of Nashville at the Green Bay Botanical Gardens.
We're really looking forward to it. We're going to have a great time. Me and Derek Rattan and Heather Morgan, and we're going to be playing the songs that we've written over the years and telling some of the stories behind the songs. And we hope everybody comes out because it's a great time, especially if you've never seen an event, a songwriter night. It's just a really cool thing and kind of a peek behind the scenes in the music business and songwriting. And it's a great time.
Yeah, I think that's one of my favorite things because, you know, I feel like a lot of people, if they're just listening to the radio, people assume that any song that they hear that the artist wrote that song, but that's not
right.
The case, and there are so many amazing songwriters, and to just get to hear the stories behind how you came up with some of the songs is just so cool. Like, you don't listen to the song the same way again after you hear those stories.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. It is funny, you know, like you were saying, I mean, so many people, typical most country listeners, they really wouldn't have any reason, you know, to think differently. But for example, like Craig Wiseman and I. We wrote Live Like You Were Dying together a few years ago. My wife was at like this lunch and somehow Live Like You Were Dying came up. And my wife said, oh, my husband wrote that song. And the lady that's standing there in this little circle said, no, he didn't. Tim McGraw wrote that song about his dad.
She just completely made something up in her head.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So it's all good. We're no complaining from us.
Well, you have worked with, I mean, I have a list here of some of the people that you have written songs for. And it's, I mean, crazy. Like Faith Hill, Leanne Womack, Reba, Alan Jackson, Dustin Lynch. I mean, the list goes on and on. What has been your favorite? I'm sure it's hard for you to answer that. Like, your favorite songwriting experience or your favorite song that has hit the radio? Do you have one? I mean, Live Like You Were Dying, that's a pretty huge deal.
Yeah, that would be the one. I mean, it's just been, I mean, the stories that Craig and I have heard, you know, over the years about that and that we continue to hear. I mean, we both play lots of songwriter shows and corporate events and that kind of thing, and it just seems like without fail someone will always come up to us after a show and will have a story that they just feel compelled to share. And I just have so many amazing stories that have been connected with that song.
I mean, that's just the beauty of country music, and I feel like music in general, is that, you know, you and a friend, you sat in this room and you come up with an idea and it goes out into the world and it touches so many people's lives in so many ways, and it's people that you're never even going to meet, it's done things for them. It's
right.
Pretty crazy how music can do that.
I think it just speaks, you know, I talk about it a fair amount. It just speaks to the power of music and music. And of course, I think it's just this incredible, I think in a lot of ways, of course it's entertainment. It's that. But it's also, I feel like it's a tool and it's powerful and people can use it, and they do use music to help them through struggles that, you know, life can be tough. You know, we all have those moments. And so many times you hear stories where people have like found help and comfort and encouragement in a song. And so it's wonderful to be a part of that in some small way.
For sure. Yeah, I guess music is just, it's a reminder that you're not alone, that everyone has kind of gone through some of the same things as you. And especially with, my God, like the past year and a half, there's been so much going on. And I was so happy that people were still releasing music and still writing music, because I feel like, you know, it was a time that we needed it more than ever. So did you find that you were still creative in the last year and a half? Did you find yourself writing a lot of music, or was it the opposite?
You know, I did. And actually, I had COVID back at the beginning of the year, and I was really fortunate in that I had a very mild case. I've just had a little bit of a headache. You know, Zoom, I've written so many, and so many songs were written this past year over Zoom. And so I just think it, once again, it speaks to songwriters, and it's not only is it what we do, but it's who we are. And so we find, and I just think music always finds a way. So I remember that for that week that I had COVID, even though I was quarantined here at my house, I was still writing songs on Zoom. And that's whoever my co-writers that day is like, hey, how y'all doing? I have COVID, but I don't feel bad. And let's try and write a great song today.
Yeah. I mean, how epic would that be if whatever song you wrote that day ended up going number one? That would be pretty wild.
That would be. Yeah. And I'm sure that there will be songs that were written this past year on Zoom, you know, that will go on to be big hits. And the other thing is, even with Zoom now, I feel like it's easier now that we've grown accustomed to that. That will continue. Now, I'm personally looking forward to getting back into all the publishing companies are open full strength and getting back in the room and getting face to face with writers, and that's starting to happen as well too. I'm writing later today with Brett James and Chris DeStefano, a couple of buddies of mine, and so. So that's starting to happen. Yeah, it's just the music goes on. It always finds a way, I think.
And that's the beauty of it. We cannot wait to hear more stories. We cannot wait to hear you perform the songs that you've written at our Sounds of Nashville event, which is coming up on Friday night. So, Tim, thank you so much for calling, for sharing some of your stories, and we can't wait to see you.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it and looking forward to seeing you, Hannah.